Ugo, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. So, you know, in addition to working at the Burrell College, I know that you are president of an organization known as AMNET. It's an international network that's working with you on this conference. You explained to me before we sat down that this is very exciting. You have a meeting somewhere in the world every year, and this year it's Las Cruces.
That's correct. This is the 13th time that AMNET is having their annual conference. AMNET means this is the America's Network for Chronic Disease Surveillance. We have more than 400 members in over 25 countries in Latin America. But we have a very strong participation from members from other countries in the five continents participating with us in this, at least in this particular conference.
Okay, so like many people listening to this interview, this was the first time that I had heard of this international network. I'm sure it's very well known in the medical community. People may be wondering why a network to follow chronic diseases, and why a conference to talk about chronic diseases?
Sure. There is two reasons why we create 13 years ago this network. One of the big issues that we're seeing from the U.S. perspective is that our friends from Latin America do not have sometimes the capacity to do a good job in following, identifying the risk factors who cause the chronic diseases. So we started 13 years ago with some training workshops in Latin America to increase their capacity, to develop their capacity to respond to these kind of things. The first year was just a gathering to train experts in chronic diseases, could be cardiologists, could be endocrinologists, could be people from public health. Mm-hmm. So we started working with them, the Center for Disease Control from the United States, the Canadian Agency for Public Health, and the Finland government supported these efforts that some people from the United States was trying to do. So after the first year, they was very interested, and we create this network, and we have these meetings. At the beginning, was very focused in capacity development. After 7-8 years, we start moving into the research arena. Okay, let's now share the results of our efforts. We'll be continue training some people, but also discussing what you are seeing now that you are doing some surveillance, now that you are tracking the risk factors. Are we changing something? The occurrence or the mortality of chronic diseases is different in the United States than from Mexico, or Argentina from Colombia. So that was part of this conference, and now is the first time that we're having this conference in the United States.
Wow, very exciting. So Las Cruces gets to break ground, if you will, with this. That's very exciting. You mentioned, though, this is an international conference. Tell us about the countries that will be represented coming in here to Las Cruces.
Oh, we have more than 15 countries participating. Yeah, you said this is a few number. If we have 170 countries, yeah, but these 15 or 17 are coming from five continents. So we have people coming from Africa, from Ethiopia and Nigeria. We have people from India, people from Kuwait, of Finland, Poland. We have people from Spain and from the Americas. We have from Canada to Argentina, all of that.
That's fantastic. You know, before we sat down, you mentioned that you have worked overseas, and you were doing this at a time when Ebola was a concern. Tell me about that.
That's right. I was part of New Mexico State University for 15 years. And then in 2014, excuse me, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and United Nations invited me to support or to help them to coordinate a polio outbreak that they have in Africa. Polio is an infectious disease which is almost eradicated from the world. And in Africa was just one country. And in the end of 2013, it went to other two countries, one of them Equatorial Guinea. So they invited me to participate, coordinating the efforts, the international efforts to eradicate the disease. And that was at the same time that the Ebola issues in Guinea and these other countries arise. So that was just 200 miles from where I was working on them.
That's fascinating and such a great example, because through medical intervention, we have almost eliminated polio around the world, which is very exciting. So it's a great example of that. And you mentioned Ebola. This was certainly of great concern in the United States, and it emphasizes the importance of a conference like this, because even though health emergencies may occur in other countries, we truly are a global society. People travel all over the world, and disease can be transmitted. And so this is very big concern. You were mentioning to me, reminding me before our interview, is the Zika virus is another one that we are very concerned with, this the potential for this spreading around the country. We saw how very quickly West Nile virus a number of years ago did spread around the country. So this is really a very important issue for the entire world.
That's correct. And in terms of surveillance and information exchange among countries, infectious disease is very well developed because it's a huge issue. What we are trying to do now is to extrapolate this experience in infectious diseases to the chronic diseases. It's not the same, but the capacity has been developed in infectious diseases, and now we're working in trying to develop and make an association what we need to use, how we could improve the surveillance in chronic diseases, which now we have some pandemias. A pandemia is infectious disease who has been everywhere in the world. So we have multiple outbreaks in different parts of the world. For example, diabetes is everywhere. Obesity and the consequences of the obesity in the health of the people is everywhere. So how will we be addressing these issues? And this is one of the points that we'll be analyzing. For example, the aim of this conference is to analyze the challenges and shared experiences that globalization brings to the surveillance, the prevention, the promotion, education, and case management of chronic diseases and the risk factors.
And I'm so glad you mentioned obesity and diabetes, because two examples where interventions can make a difference, that how we eat, the level of exercise can make a difference.
Correct.
Very
important.
This
is very, very important.
All right.
And learning from the experiences that we have in other countries.
Well, thank you for sharing a little bit about the conference with us. Website where folks can go if they want to get more information?
The website specific for the conference is www.amnetbcom.org.
Okay. And that is AMNETBCOM for Burrell College of Osteopathic Medicine.
.org.
Ugo, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome, Fred.